I can't remember the dates of anything, really, that's the trouble. We moved there in the mid-70s. So... because Luciana was born when we were already living there, so we hadn't lived there long. So I think we must have moved there in about 76. She was born in 79. And then we left in 1996. So we were there about 18 years.
You really saw things happening in Brixton.
Oh, yeah. Well, the riots happened. I was actually returning when the riot broke out. I was returning home from the West End or something, and I think I was driving that time. And the road was blocked at Stockwell, so you couldn't. You had to take an enormous detour. You couldn't go through the centre of Brixton. I didn't know what it was, but I had to make this huge detour to arrive home. And then in the morning, there was this front page. It would cost a lot of sirens and so on, but we were some distance away from the rioting. There were sirens and all that. And then the next day in the papers, it was everything about it. And I went down to Brixton the next day and walked around in this sort of smouldering sort of landscape. For example, one pub was burnt down completely, because it was a pub that was a sort of whites-only kind of pub. It wasn't declared policy, but it had a sort of like cross of St. George and things on it, and sort of like, I think black people were just not welcome there, or not served, or something. Anyway, burnt down.
You think not served? Are you sure?
That's what everybody. That's what people said. People said that this was a sort of a National Front kind of type pub. But I don't know. It was on Cold Harbour Lane, and then there was.